Hey there, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune in to our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Baldwin on the ground, and it's going to get through.
Go! 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 Go!
So that'll score right on the corner. Acuña's going to come home.
Go!
The throw,
go.
The tag,
get down.
He is safe. Acuña just kept going. And he caught the Giants flat-footed. It's 7-2 Atlanta.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let me help Flim out. In the streets, Dave, they say they caught the Giants slipping. Like, that can't happen.
Sure can. It sure can.
Not when you're down and you're losing.
It sure can happen when you've got a merchant on first, a slow dribbler, and then a center fielder that... ho-hum just a hair.
By the way, Acuña's torn both of his ACLs.
Let me ask you a question,
yeah.
Goo.
Go ahead.
So that play happened.
I need to clear my name. Hurry up.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to take 3 hours.
All right.
Okay, so when Acuña did what he did, my first thought is like, oh my God, what a play. Like, why is that a play you tip your cap to, or do you rip the Giants?
You rip the Giants. And it goes Willie Mays, Ricky. He got me over the text, but I guess you do understand laziness is a part of why that happened. You weren't locked in. Evan's word, you weren't locked in, and they haven't been. Okay, let's just do another play. The ball drops between your center fielder.
You know what?
Your high price.
Ramos, get out of there.
Sorry.
Why were you even over there, Ramos?
Jung Ho Lee can yell, my ball, I got it. You know what?
Communication.
I'm going to say this, Donnie. I'm being real. And the people know I'm out of here. Evan's in for me the rest of the week. I'm out of here. I'm calling my own speech. If maybe at 1:30, I'm going to give the Giants a speech. Like, I got to let it out before I go. Because who knows where they'll be when I get back? And we'll call this, if I were manager, I'm letting it out.
Okay.
All right.
I'm glad. Yeah, you know,
passive, man.
I think you should.
I got flaws, but I'm sorry. People know what I'm talking. You got to call some dude. Being real, Evan, Steiny, listeners, this is not personal. Guess who would be out of the lineup today?
Hold on.
Scott,
that's a four.
Can't be Chapman, can't be Adamas.
Well,
Schmidt, probably not.
After last night, there's like four people you could choose.
Dude!
It's not going to be Dominic Smith or Flores.
Come on, I said it earlier, Steiny.
Oh, Ramos.
Yes. I got to send a message to you. It's not all your, but dude, you got to get your head out your keister. And I don't like you saying, we all knew he was this bad.
He's not a very good outfielder.
But you
got to
admit, it's like acne. You get a little bump, but then when you have that flare-ups, it's like you look like pizza face. That's what's happening. Don't say he's been this bad. I'm going to the Toronto.
He's not a good left fielder. He's not a good fielding left fielder. And over the last couple weeks, he's been really lousy.
He's
never going to be a great fielder.
He made the All-Star game.
That's great.
I got you.
Terrific. How did that help him last night?
I'm going to ask you, because he's still young. Steiny,
well,
can
so
anybody,
is Birdsong, can, but no you already doubt, shot him.
Can anybody on the coaching staff get him better at fielding? I'm asking you all.
You can work on it. Some guys have a knack. Some guys don't.
So, 2 weeks ago,
aren't you seeing?
We hadn't brought up
this team's got so many issues.
No,
they're not as good as maybe we thought they were.
Now that
okay,
but why? They're underperforming.
They're underperforming now, but they may. But I feel like they were overperforming at 41-29. So who are they? They're a 500 team. That's who they are. It's what they are, and quite frankly, it's what they've been for 3 years before this. That's why the more I think about it, the more I'm completely convinced that we maybe thought this team had a lot of action and maybe could have made some noise, and maybe it still can. But Posey, once He wants way more than a team that's going to win 86 games by the skin of their teeth and somehow manage get into the wild card. Like, that would be a great start to his tenure, but I believe that Posey knows that this team was not as close as maybe some people thought.
Yeah,
they're not. They weren't. And here's why.
He played the game. He's got to be disappointed with Acuña scoring from first.
Sure.
The errors. You know, the Bertrand thing is it's mental. Steve Sachs, I don't know what's going on. He just cannot throw strikes. But Steiny, the gut, Farhan didn't play. Buster won at the highest level. He's got to be irritated. So I hear what you're saying about the future and the romanticizing about Buster, and I talked about all the greats being in this position, but Steiny, if we could read what's going on inside his thoughts, and I hope we hear from him soon, I'm telling you, man, he's got to be pissed off.
Well,
you look, just have to.
And you know what? And unfortunately, he doesn't escape blame here either.
Mm.
He signed three guys that have not produced, but one for the last 6 weeks. He is responsible for Devers, Adames, and Verlander. And those three, to me, are the biggest reasons why this team's been floundering.
Yeah, and I'll say this about that, where I was going to scamp to me during the break. We hadn't mentioned the San Francisco 49ers in umpteen months. We just had not. And I fell for it, and I'm still, the math is still there. But Steiny, you know, when they made this trade, the Giants, it was quiet on the set. Nobody was mentioning the 49ers. I thought this thing was going to the end, like the last week or two in September. It's still May. But right now, it has the ingredients of them being irrelevant again, like the last few years you just talked about.
Well, I mean,
we got Farhan out of here. He went and opened up the wallet. Buster Posey did. And I just want to know, to your point, why are the big three not performing at their standard?
I don't know the answer to that. How would anybody know? Like, who can answer that question?
I'll tell you what.
Maybe they're not as good as we thought they were.
When this radio station doesn't perform, they don't go to us. They go to Matt Nahegan. He's the boss. He's the skipper. So when I bring up Melvin, I'm just asking you, how can you help these dudes get back on their horse? And for that matter, your team. And if you're right, Steiny, I know I blew up on the throwing it at the Marlin guy. But if I'm the Giants, I'm hoping that's it, because then that means it's an easy fix. But, man, Birdsong has played himself back down to getting optioned. And now they got two holes, in the as far as I'm concerned.
They're more than two, I feel like.
Well, I'm just talking about in the pitches, in the rotation.
Yeah.
And Lord forbid Ray and Webb look human.
I mean,
oh, man.
The other thing is, like, this is where, so we thought they had great starting pitching, okay? We thought they did. And I know, and I'll admit it, it's easy to say now, but why did we think they had great pitching when going into the season we really knew that they really only had two sure things in Ray and in Verlander? Not that the other three, Verlander, Roop, and Birdsong, could not emerge, or Verlander could have, you know, a little bit of a turn back the clock season. But now I'm thinking maybe we got schnookered, because Verlander's 42 and the other two pitchers in the round out the staff are extremely young. They're just extremely young.
But it was working.
And they're going at, right. But shouldn't we have expected growing pains at some point from Roop and from Birdsong?
Yeah, I get that. But to Roop's credit, he's
no, Roop's
turned it
been
around.
Great. No doubt. Right. But that's what I mean.
He stops the slide tonight.
Right. But what I mean about Roop is, like, if I'm the Giants and I'm at the All-Star break and we're sitting with Birdsong and Roop, I'll say, you know, Roop's been really good for us. And hopefully he'll be as good in the second half of the season as he was in the first. But I'm protecting myself a little, or I'm not viewing it as a sure thing, either Roop or Birdsong, because of their age.
Okay.
I'm going to keep pitching them as long as they're effective, but I've got to be really careful about them because of their age. And one guy has completely fallen off and the other guy is hanging in there. So one out of the two of your young pitchers is pitching well. Like, that's okay. But if you were Bob Melvin or Buster Posey, did you go into this season saying, we're going to be great because Verlander and Roop and Birdsong are going to combine for, 75 starts? Well, those are iffy.
I'll say this.
Those are iffy.
We got to the 31st. Steiny, if I feel like I've won in regard to Roop and Birdsong and what they've done, if I'm on my P's and Q's and, I'm hitting all the piano keys the correct way, I've prepared myself to add a pitcher if I think we got action, because you should have expected one of them maybe to regress.
Right.
The Verlander thing, dude has no wins on the season. Now, that can be an unfair stat, but the bottom line is this is why guys like Posey and Farhan get what they get to prepare for moments like this. And that's why these next days are very important, or Buster may know, hey, my team's not performing up to their caliber, but I knew what Steiny was saying might come to fruition, so that's why I'm going to pull the trigger on getting us maybe a starter.
Yeah, I think they need more than a starter right now. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Marin. Hey, Mike.
Hey, fellas, great show.
Oh, thanks.
I think Buster's on the hot seat, too, because, he didn't sign Pete Alonso, who is an all-star this year, and he had Wade leading off at first base. That basically torpedoed the whole season. That was like taking water on the ship before it even got out of, before we even left the port, like taking a huge swell, and you got a six-month voyage. You've already taken all this water. That's all on Buster Posey. Just look at him. That's why the season's in the tank. That's why everything the way it is. He put this roster together. He thought this pitching staff was going to do something. It just shows how mediocre the rest of the league really is, that the Giants are even this close, because they really should have been buried. Look at the opening game. They struck out 17 times and you win. I mean, it's just the way baseball is now. Half of the players up here are minor leaguers. The other half are old. The other half are overpaid. They really don't care. So, you got mediocre baseball with a mediocre president of baseball operations, and his ego is on this is out there for everybody to see, and he's getting egg all over his face, and it's just going to get worse, and he's got no options. If he moves, this is a checkmate for him. If he goes, he can't move anywhere. He can't trade the prospects. He can't get better people to save this season. And so this season is a big slap in the face. And guess what? He signed Bob Melvin, that whole coaching staff. Everybody is the same. Mathiasson was Farhan's number two guy. Nothing is going to change next year or the year after. So people on the internet, on the podcast, are saying when Buster gets fired in 2-3 years,
okay,
Devers is still going to be here and Adames is still going to be here. So,
all right. I got you, Mike.
Cheer up.
He's not on the hot seat.
Yeah, we know. Steiny, they don't need a bat. They need the bats to wake up. That's just me. We got three names we could put under that column, but you do need a pitcher. It's obvious now with this news of Bert, you need to go get something.
Yeah, can you afford to go get something?
Can you afford not to?
Yeah, of course you can.
And watch this thing just spiral down the drain?
Well,
because you're 3.5 back now.
Yeah. I mean, again, and this is what I'm convinced of, I'm sure he told the ownership group, this is a 3-year deal. I'm going to try to get us better incrementally. Mm-hmm. If I have a chance to get some, we need more. Think about this. Like 2 years ago, the Giants didn't even have Chapman, Devers, or Adames on the team. So the first thing I think Posey thought he was tasked with or wanted to do is say, we got to get some legitimate major league players in here.
Yeah.
And he got three of them, if you include Chapman, even though that was under Farhan, but he extended him. All right. Now, how good's this team? Well, we were 12 up. We were 12 over 500 about a month and a half ago. Now we're only 3 up. okay, what do you want to do? Let's go get another pitcher. I'm not giving up anybody in my farm system that I like for a pitcher on a five for a pitcher to try to get a 500 team into the postseason and make a run. I don't think he's, I'm not saying he's not disappointed or he doesn't think the team's underachieving.
Oh, I gotta believe, but like major.
He's, I don't think he's feeling incredible urgency to make a move because I think he knows this isn't a one-year thing of it's all or nothing this year. We got to get to the postseason.
Well, I'll say this about that. If I, even if I think you're wrong, that Melvin extension, when it came, how it came, is the one thing that I think is backing up your point that Buster could be looking at this as a three-year thing. But, Steiny, I just want to ask Giant fans, what the hell has happened since go time and the Devers acquisition? Like, if you didn't bring Devers in, I get it. Okay, we don't have enough. That's the uncanny part of this whole equation is what happened from Buster saying go time. You don't say that to a team that can't go or you don't expect them to do something. What has happened from that point? But the Melvin extension, who knows, Stoddy? Maybe you're right and it ain't it's 36 months.
What do you mean?
3 years.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I mean.
That's hard. I mean, you got some talent. I'm looking at, like, they're not bums. Come on, Chapman is accomplished. Adames, he's coming out of it. Ramos made the All-Star game. Jung-Hoo Lee's been majorly disappointed. You got to call for that ball. That's your ball. And Yaz is Yaz.
Joe in San Jose. Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Let me tell you something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
These guys that are yapping about Posey and this and woo, I don't like the Giants, not one bit. But he's a good man, and he's going to make this team a champion. But hear me out.
Yep.
These guys that are calling in, yapping that he's going to, you know, get fired and woo, hot seat and all this stuff, those are the same guys that were booing
Joe Lacob,
the Warriors owner, when he said that he was going to win, bring championships, and now they're wearing their Warrior gear and they're all hooping and hollering that the Warriors are the greatest thing since sliced bread. Let me tell you, Buster Posey won't lose. This right now, from here to October, it's sink or swim. You don't swim, you drown. Get off my team. Let's bring some people in here that want to win. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
I also think that
it's go time.
Those are just words.
But they came words. From a legend.
Right, but he's not hitting anymore.
No, he was telling you his expectation, I believe.
Okay.
That's why I got to believe he's thoroughly disappointed.
Or he's finding out that he's misjudged some of his talent.
Now, how do you fix that?
You can't. I mean, if Devers is a 250 down. And
you saw him running the bases.
He's better than the guy who's going to take his place.
If it's about the future, you better be careful before something blows and you're going to allow him to run the bases. That was not cool to watch.
What do you mean?
So I don't need a doctor to tell me he's fine. I'll give him credit for being John Wayne.
Did you ever see, what an 18-wheeler is? Right?
G4 Transportation, my boy Kane.
Yeah. An 18-wheel. Well, Kane would know.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen when one of those things is at 50 miles an hour?
Yeah.
And they've got to come to a stop sign.
Okay.
And then they've got to go. Okay. They're going 50.
Yeah.
And they've got to slow. And then they eventually get to third base / the stop sign.
I'm with you.
And then to go again, they got to go slow to get up to 50 miles per hour again. Oh. He's like an 18-wheeler. He's no sprint ability. I just didn't know he might have been the slowest player in baseball.
Astani, I'm not ready. It's not that. It's he's got a hitch, a giddy up. You're smiling, but this is serious.
Well,
if he were to get hurt.
What? Okay.
Like keep losing, you better shut him down. That's where if this keeps up, shut him down. Even if he don't want to be shut down. I'm telling you, a lot of answers are going to come out of Third and King about who's running what.
Oh.
If we can't ask Rafi to sit down.
Well, it's nobody wants to sit down their best power hitter. or allegedly.
If they're injured and you're not, yeah, you had a couple hits, but you're not performing to your level. And maybe, Stani, that's why he's only got two homers. It's maybe. A thought.
Yeah. Maybe. Evan, where do you come down on that with Devers?
Well, you need him in the lineup. I mean, the issue is, I could see if he did need a day off, that would allow you to DH someone like Ramos. It would allow you to DH someone like Flores. Right. You know,
I'm in a DL stint, Evan. I was kind of thinking that, like, let's treat this thing serious, man.
Well, no, I mean, if he's out there, like, I think, like, you need him. I mean, you do need Devers, and you need him to figure it out too at the plate, which it looks like he's starting to do. So, you know. Like, it sucks because last night, yeah, they get embarrassed and it's worst game, whatever. But, like, Adames goes 4-for-5 and Devers has two hits. And the guys you've been wanting to hit started to figure out in a game. You know, I actually thought it was very telling that Adames, like, this is actually how you know that he is a great teammate. He has the best game maybe of his season, right? Yeah. Four hits, multiple doubles.
Almost cycle.
And he comes out after the game and talks about we're losing our identity. Yeah. Like, he could care less that he just went 4-for-5 in a game where they got embarrassed. Yeah. A lot of guys would feel up, would feel chipper, but he's someone that is about winning. And I think that the fact that he is saying that this thing's starting to get off the track is that's a tough sign, because he in many ways is kind of the pseudo captain for him.
You know, and I'll have some fun with Goo. Yeah. I don't know if he's gonna.
And I'm gonna give you some love too.
Okay, so you know what Adames is 4-for? He was 4-for-5? Four for four.
Technically 4-for-5.
Okay. Yeah. Like he's playing well right now.
Yeah.
No, or he's hitting well. There's no doubt. Yeah. So they get blown out last night, but he goes 4-for-4. And I said to Evan, remember that game where Trace Jackson Davis had a big game against Miami and Kerr was asked about it? I was like, right. This is the way I feel about Adames last night. Go ahead, Evan.
I mean, I can't sit here after that and be excited about anything. Like, I mean, he scored 19 points. Great. He's, you know, he's having a good season. But who the hell cares if we're not competitive? If we don't have a competitive spirit and a fight and a willingness to compete through everything, then I'm not going to sit here and talk about, hey, so-and-so had some points. Great. Who cares? It's about us competing and being the Warriors, being the team we've been for 10 years and not feeling sorry for ourselves. That's what I'm thinking about tonight.
The point taken. That was a great call. And to Evan's point, Adames wasn't, you know, trying to throw a party, but I'm going to put another right on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control. I hate to do this, Donnie, but yesterday we were talking about the Giants lineup, and you said, Goo, outside of their three, Chapman, Adames, and Devers, what do you really have? And that's what I think yesterday's game illustrated to me. It was one game where Devers had a couple hits, obviously Adames 4, but what is the rest of the neighborhood doing? And that's where you got a bunch of question marks with the rest of the guys. Are they up to caliber enough for, I mean, you to sustain this? And right now the answer is no. Exhibit A, yesterday's game, 6 hits between the two. I mean, you were down 8-2, but I'm just,
This from the YouTube chat from 4 Chips. We're comparing going 4-for-5 in an MLB game to scoring 19. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. In a loss. It was Trace Jackson Davis' best game. Might have been Adames' best game. So, yeah. I've just, you know, look, it's bigger than one player. That's all, you know, and that's, I mean, if we figured out one thing this year, it's that, you know, there's been no rhyme or reason to the season. They were good before Devers. Devers got here. He hasn't been great. Adames now has started to hit. They're still like.
But they were playing their best ball while he struggled.
Right. So explain that to me. Like, you can't. You can't, except that's why, to me, you have to look at, like, what if I said this? No, I'll wait till the other side. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. The Giants reeling. They've lost six in a row, and the San Francisco 49ers start training camp today. We'll get you sound from Shanahan and Lynch. They're meeting the media. That's coming up shortly. A reminder, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?
Hey there, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune into our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's going to stay in the park. Ramos, no! Nobody catches it. And Acuna will score. Oh my goodness. What is going on? No!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dave Fleming, man. NBC Sports Bay Area. I'm going to actually ask, can you play that one more time? The whole thing? No, not that. The whole thing.
No! That's going to stay in the park. Ramos. No! Nobody catches it. And Acuna will score. Oh, my goodness. What is going on?
You, can I tell you what I thought when I heard that?
Sure.
Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Great song.
I thought, you know what I thought?
Great single.
You know what I thought? Ramos, get out of there.
No, that's the center fielder's ball. There.
Right, but back off. You stink as a fielder. Don't even go over there.
Oh, man, oh, man. Dude, who saw this coming, man? Please don't say you.
I mean, it's baseball.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I got a silver lining for the Giants. You got six games against the Pirates. They are a – no, White Sox are hitting the ball now. They
Is he really going to do this?
This
team's 11-20 over their last 31.
No,
but we're going to really make hay against the Pirates.
No, the point is you possibly
can. You haven't earned that right.
And you missed
You
Keller.
Haven't earned that right.
You missed Skeens, right?
On the first series,
yeah.
Looks like.
Dude, you just have to.
Let's go to Caleb.
Our man.
Caleb's in Livermore. What's up, Caleb?
What's up, fellas? Hey, guys. I gotta come clean finally, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you know how you guys say Caleb from Livermore? I currently stay in Livermore, but I'm from Newark, man. You know, Goo knows Newark.
Yeah, the but, Cougars.
Yeah, but just one little thing too, man. I just saw on my Twitter timeline or X, whatever you call it. I saw Ozzy Osbourne passed away. I know that's kind of
really?
Your guys' generation or whatever. I don't really know much about him, but I'm sure you guys probably know.
Sure.
Yeah, I said he passed away at 76.
Oh. Didn't he bite that's the one that bit the rat?
Or
the,
yeah. Well, yeah, I think so. Right. Or bird. One of those.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Was he like a performer or something? I'm not quite
sure. Yeah, he was. In a band
Stani
called
knows.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, there you go. But
yeah, go ahead.
Condolences to him and his family. Sure.
Rest in peace.
But yeah, for real. But look, let's talk about Buster Posey because I'm hearing people coming for his neck, like he's the worst GM in baseball history. Look, the guy has just come to the team. Look, and this is an A's fan, okay? This is an A's fan. So, look, I think Buster Posey to this point has done a good job. I think he's building the team in the right way. I mean, you've brought in Adames. You brought in Rafael Devers. We recently with Matt Chapman. Now, the Justin Verlander thing hasn't quite worked out to this point, but there's still a lot of time, and people are acting like the season's over, man. There's still a lot of time left, and who knows, they could – end up making a move here real soon. Who knows? But yeah. At the end of the day, man, all you need is a chance. And if they get it, you never know what can happen. We say it in sports all the time.
Mm. Yeah, thanks, Caleb. Appreciate the call.
So I think he's advocating adding it to deadline.
It was a bat.
Oh, my God. Those have rabies. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Did I know
pass?
What?
Did he pass?
No.
Yeah.
No. Black Sabbath, you know anything about
them? I heard of it. I was more familiar with Kiss.
Yeah.
Peter Paul, AC.
Black Sabbath was real. Oh, boy.
Were they one of your
favorites? They're the heaviest of heavy.
Okay,
no,
all right,
no, I didn't like them. But, yeah.
Rick James.
You've never heard of Iron Man? You never heard that song?
Is that the one they play at the games?
No, not that one.
You're at the college game.
No, this one's... they also have a song that's about 32 minutes called War Pigs.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
Not this new stuff.
Black no Sabbath song should be 32 minutes.
I know. No, but it's about 17.
Still.
Yeah. I came across a song that's in movies, and I was watching because I love stories. Tennessee Whiskey by one Chris Stapleton.
Huh.
And I played it for you. Evan was familiar with it, and you almost threw the phone out of the office like, what's your deal? That is a classic.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a great song.
Okay.
We're talking to a guy with no heart.
I'm not disputing that. Well, if you think it's a great song.
You said turn it off.
Well, I was trying to prepare.
All right.
Actually, War Pig's only 8 minutes. Never mind.
32. Dude.
Well, if you play it four times, it's 32 minutes on loop. Oh, boy. Yeah.
You talked to the boss?
For what? He's gone.
But he's like your binky.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's like my binky, but you get jealous when I'm in there.
Okay. I'm only jealous of one man. That's Jay-Z, Sean Carter. Well, and Klay Thompson. Oh, hey. That's two.
All right.
Klay threw out the first pitch last night.
And threw up. His brother played, so.
He's a good athlete.
Yeah. Did Klay play?
Yeah, yes. He was a pitcher in high school.
Way to go. Yeah, he threw that thing. I was impressed.
Harder than you?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
Just one other thing I want to be able to do. It.
All right. By the way, let me pass along some news. 49er related.
Pearsall.
So they're starting training camp today. Players report today, and they're going to practice tomorrow. So Shanahan and Lynch were talking to the media. We'll have a lot of that sound. We'll have all that sound for you a little bit later in the show. But in the meantime, here's a couple things that we can pass along. Brandon Ayuk, there is no timetable yet on when he may come back. And
man,
according to Shanahan and Lynch, they're not really even close to coming up with a timetable.
I get it. That was a nasty injury.
Marcus Robinson, they are awaiting the wide receiver. They're awaiting discipline, perhaps, on him. It's a league matter. He had a DUI in the offseason, so yeah. They got to wait to hear what's going on with him. Juwan Jennings has reported, and they expect him to practice. And John Lynch reiterated that he loves Juwan Jennings and pretty much stayed away, though, of how they're going to handle the situation of him wanting to be traded or want more money. And then Ricky Pearsall is on the PUP list, but they don't anticipate he'll be on the PUP list for too long a period of time.
Right.
So those are four things 49er related. And like I said, when we get that sound, we'll spin into the Niners. And here you go. Oh, and by the way, before we get back to the Giants,
take your time.
There's a new name there's a new name out there for the Warriors that they might be interested in. And you know, any new name Guru's going to, I guarantee you're going to be like, I like it.
Well, here recently I haven't said that, but go ahead.
The Warriors are interested in sniffing around Malcolm Brogdon. Brogdon.
Yeah, we got a jersey for him. We kind of had talked about that about a month ago.
He's apparently healthy, which is part of his issue. He played 24 games last year.
How old is he now?
He's 32. I'm sorry. He played 24 games last year, 39 the year before, and 67 the year before that with Boston when he was the sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
He was the sixth man of the year in 22-23.
We got bigger fish to fry first.
What do you mean?
Jonathan Kuminga.
Malcolm Brogdon's better than Jonathan Kuminga.
My point is you can't do anything because that's better. Holding you up.
He's better than Kuminga.
Used to be.
He still might be. If he can throw a pass, then he's more, he's got more dimensions than, I'm not going to do that. I'm just messing around. We don't have any news on Kuminga. No news is good news.
Now, depending on what you want. I want him back. You kind of want him, you know, in a fresh start. We'll see.
Yeah, but I want to make it clear. I don't have a strong opinion.
No, you've already said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, you said you don't want him back because
I don't care.
He don't fit.
Yeah, but no. That's a mischaracterization.
No!
That's a mischaracter.
You want to help us out?
I don't care if he's here or not. I'll judge the Warriors when they start playing next year. If Kuminga's on the team, I'll assess him along with the team. If he's not on the team,
shock you more? Here or stay or go?
Now it'd be stay.
See that? Every day that goes by, I think he's staying.
Yeah. 415 says on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injuries Attorneys text line, LOL, the Warriors are aiming to be the least athletic team in NBA history if they add Brogdon. He's a little like Andre Miller.
You and Evan, you need to do it real quick. Ask me what I did last night after the Giant game.
What'd you do, Goo?
Thank you.
Turned on YouTube, and it popped up for me, and I watched it in its entirety. Game 4, NBA Finals, Boston Warriors. Warriors down 2-1, 1-2, and Jordan Poole was amazing. Wiggins had fire, and Curry was Curry.
Was Steph Curry's game.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Did they win?
Yeah, they did. Boston blew it. They came back, but man, just we had athletes.
Did Boston blow it or did Curry seize it?
Well, both.
Yeah. Curry's the greatest in the Celtics.
I mean, you lose that game, which you look like you were about to. You're down 3-1. Night-night. And they didn't.
Yep.
Damn!
That was 3 years ago. That's actually more
Story
than 3 years
ago.
Story
of my life, man. I just love watching old stuff.
Yeah. Well, the Giants have
somebody
some
said I look hungover. Let's ride in the YouTube chat. Look at me.
Goo looks hungover.
I think I look fine.
No. Haircut looks good.
Well, I got some luggage under the eyes. I don't see bags.
Well, you're almost... You know, it's your Friday.
It is.
Play the fits. What is going on?
What do you mean, what's going on? You're in vacation mode.
But what did Evans dig mean?
It means you're...
That has nothing to do with hungover. I don't see any bags.
Let me see. Nah, just a few little ones. Just a couple carry-ons.
Oh, man.
Where are you going on vacation? Do you mind me? I didn't check with you first.
L.A., and the reason we're going is my daughter's getting ready to go back. The son's getting ready to go back. He just finished an internship in Merrill Lynch, and he got hooked up with a big one in L.A. for next summer, and they want the interview now. So I had the time off, so we'll just get in the car. We're renting a car and drive down there as a family and enjoy it, and then they'll be gone. I'll be like you, empty.
You're going to be a mess.
I don't like it, man.
I hear you. It's
no, seriously. It Evan stinks. Has no idea what we're talking about. Well, his parents do, but I'm telling you, Stoney.
I'm not making fun of you there.
And then you get all this news about, and you think about your mortality, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Ozzy. All the other ones we don't know that passed, just enjoy yourself and your family, man. Like we did at the reunion Saturday without you.
Yeah, I read the Malcolm Jamal Warner story, and he was swimming in the ocean, and apparently just boom, a current takes him out. And
just, wow, a current.
Yeah.
Got to be careful with king tides.
I'm upset.
Why?
I felt like that was a joke.
What was?
Evan.
No, like, they're called king tides.
Oh, okay.
They're massive tides that come in, and they're kind of hard to tell when you're in the water.
No, I got you.
They're very strong.
My bad.
You said something about clearing your name.
Because I'm not Darkwoman, not Aquaman. But listen.
Or she said something like, you owe me something.
Yeah, no.
Or...
Shasky did it, so I'm just coming at him right now. Mm. Mark Willard, congratulations to you and the lovely Christy. I was asked, and we talked about it, to officiate their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And that moved me. And I went home, Evan, thought about it. You guys were there on site when it happened, the proposal. And I didn't want to mess anything up. That's all. So the people coming for me, as if I stood them up, I explained thoroughly. That was big to me. And I didn't want to blow it. So just quit coming for me, Evan. I love Mark. That's my guy. I watched the Super Bowl at his house with you a couple years ago. But just lay off. I was honest and told them. And I'm still moving and always will be. But don't come for me, man.
Why?
I was nervous. I didn't want to. That was too much pressure.
It's interesting.
Call me Birdsong of the Efficient. You know, like, I was nervous, Donnie.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Lay off.
But, I mean, I get you were nervous. I'd have been nervous, too.
Would you have done it if you were me?
Yes, I absolutely would.
Now, when I asked you what was going on with me, you were like, whoa, that's heavy. You never once said you would do it. We talked about
it. Had I been asked, which I never would have. What do you mean?
We talked at the cafe. I was like, hey, you know, because it was a big, but now.
I said you should do it.
Back to the Giants.
No.
I'm really upset with you now. Had you said that, I would have went and did it. You were just like, goo, that's heavy.
It is heavy.
Make up your own mind. But you never once said I would have did it.
I didn't. I mean, I didn't think you weren't going to do it.
Dude, I didn't feel like a part two.
I didn't feel like you had. I didn't feel like you were going to say no. And I was shocked.
I am shocked that this is coming out. Wow. I mean, we need to have a show meeting after the show. We will.
You know, listen,
Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Basically, your insecurity trumped Willard's happiness.
Or what about Christie. My familiarity with his family and friends that if I messed up, they were like, who's this?
That's
what really was at me.
How would you have messed up? You can kiss the bride, Willard. That's all you got to do.
Why didn't you say this when I was talking to you?
Because quite frankly, now I'm blown away that you said no.
Oh my gosh. Evan, I'm hot. Dude, you are. Just say this is a bit.
We don't use that word.
Oh, we did the other Friday.
We've been using it too much.
Yeah.
I
let the show go. Guru Appreciation Day. That was a great bit. That hurt. Wow. She'll rename nameless.
Hey, there was a... Okay. Help me here.
Yeah.
Did you watch the whole Giants game?
Is water wet?
Okay. So there were two plays last night. One, the play where... Oh, who was pitching for the Giants? It was
Gage.
And
I already know. Evan and I talked about it. I know where you're going, I think.
So the ball that flies to center field and Ramos is over there, but shouldn't have been. And then it just drops in front of Jung-Hoo Lee. And Fleming, Dave was like, you know, it's a double. They gave the guy a double on it.
Okay.
Fleming was like, that's just not right. That's so unfair to the pitcher.
He gets a routine
fly ball.
Okay, right.
But it's like, okay, who do you give the error to? I guess you'd have to give it to Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah, he's the captain of the outfield. Talk.
Okay, so what's the difference between that and the play last night where, was it Adames who hit the line drive? Adames hits a line drive. Yeah, it was a line drive, but it was right to him, to Profar. Apparently he loses it in the lights and he curls up in the fetal position and Adames gets a double.
But he physically never touched the ball.
Neither of them did. Neither of them did.
But I feel like the lights is a better excuse of that was a hit. You didn't botch the, you didn't see it.
It's the same exact thing.
Not to the official scores.
No, it was. Profar didn't get an error. That's my point.
But he shouldn't have is what I'm saying to you.
Right, neither of them got it. So the call is made consistently, is what I'm saying. Like, he wanted an error, I think, on Jung-Hoo Lee. Well, they never give an error to Profar.
But there was no, that was just miscommunication. That's why that should have been an error.
No chance.
On
How do you pick? How do you pick?
Because they were in, there was no Mother Nature involved.
It wasn't an error.
It was a routine pop-up. This is the major league.
Evan.
Your center fielder needs to call for the ball. That's an error. It should have been an error on Lee.
Well, it's again, they're both. I agree. They're both terrible plays, but you can't give them an error because you're assuming that one was like you can't make the choice.
I guess what I'm saying is I feel better.
Like they both deserve an error.
I agree. Get one. Profar too. Right?
Even when you lose it in the light of the stadium.
Yes. You know what? You're a terrible outfielder like Ramos. He should pretend to do that. Just pretend to lose it in the lights, and you won't get an error.
Unless they make contact with the ball, though, you can't assume that a player is going to catch it. It's like it's some official scoring BS, but
The way I always thought of it, and it doesn't work every time, is like if the fielder never touches the ball, it's very seldom an error.
Right. Like Ramos, when he overran that one in that's a hit. That's an error in Toronto where he missed, looked like Bad News Bears, came up on the ball. Oh, it's over here. Yeah, the hitter got a double or whatever it was, but that's an error.
But I get it. I do think they're too...
But then there's a play like, remember in the last home series against the Phillies, where there's a ball hit straight up in the right, shallow right.
Okay.
The wind takes it, and Bryson Stott has no idea where to go. Ball drops. You can't give him an error for that.
That I get.
Yeah, but it's the same principle, basically.
Was it, which was the game? Was it last night that started out with a fly ball to left field that was lost? And the Giants got a run right off the bat in the first inning, right? Was that last night or was that against...
I don't think was that last night?
There was something fluky about the way the Giants got their run.
Last night they got a run because Chapman hit a ground ball down the third baseline. It was a tough play, and the guy couldn't get to it.
Maybe Sanchez. I'm thinking from a couple days ago.
And the play of the game was Casey Schmidt. You know what I'm talking about? Gage threw it wild. Ball was hit right out in front of him, the mound. Gage gets it, throws wildly to first. He's backing up first and guns the runner out at second. That's Giant baseball.
What am I thinking of? Jung-Hoo Lee flies out to center. Ramos walks. Devers singles on a ground ball.
I can bring it up.
Generally, if you find yourself thinking a player should make that play, it's probably a hit. Especially in Atlanta, too. Like, they're not going to ding their guy.
408 says you can definitely get an error without touching the ball, and they usually sign it to the player who's closest. This is
What about Chapman where that ball took a bad hop? Like, that's not an error. You looked at me.
I thought he...
That's not an error.
That's not an error.
It's not even close to an error.
All right.
However...
Okay, where are you going?
I don't like the way he kind of... I don't know.
It tricked him.
Looked casual. Yeah. Looked a little casual. I got it. Hey, Evan, I know. It had topspin, and then boom, it's like a Bjorn Borg rally, and it skips over his glove. I don't know. You know what? Chapman's such a great fielder that you're surprised
you give him the benefit
when he does
of the doubt.
It.
Yeah. Definitely not an error, though.
Jim Mole on the Botford-Gershon's work injury attorney's text line says, stop disparaging the Bad News Bears by comparing
Shout
them
out
to the
Kelly.
Giants.
Yeah.
There it is. Thank you. 209. It was two games ago. The outfielder flinched in left field, and they got a runner at second right off the bat, and then they scored a run. I think it was, thanks for the help, guys. Appreciate it.
So that would have been Toronto.
Yes. Yes. It was Toronto. Sunday. No, Saturday.
You seem like you're on top of it.
My man.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mouse. I'm clearly more on top of it than you, and I'll tell you what, I'll find the play.
I wasn't the one who brought it up.
We didn't say. We know the play happened. Don't even, Stein, we got you, baby.
Sonny, that's like saying, hey, you remember that play in the second quarter from two nights ago that was a guy might have, do you remember? No, I don't remember.
It was a routine fly ball to left field against the Blue Jays. The guy lost it somehow.
Yeah.
It bounced.
Double.
He ended up with a double, and the next hitter drove him in, and they were up 1-0 like 3 seconds into the game. I believe it was Saturday.
That was a web game.
Yeah, so you're on top of it, like I said.
My man.
Hey, Evan.
You and him get a fight? Just give
I've
me one.
I've never been in a fight in my life.
No, just on air. Give me one fight.
No. Evan, no. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.